More than a third of all criminal defendants on Long Island are black men. But there are just 2 black male assistant district attorneys for all of Long Island. That's just 0.5%. WSHU's Charles Lane reports.
In 1998, Don Wallach was one of 2 black assistant district attorneys in Nassau County when he was told to prosecute a mother for abusing her teenage daughter.
It was like a 16-year-old girl, and she was having sex with some guy, older guy. Mom goes there, finds her, beats her with a belt, then takes her to the hospital to make sure that she's not pregnant or anything else.
He talks to the mother, talks to the child, and decides this isn't abuse.
Now, there are a lot of white folks who don't think that you should be beating your kids. A lot of other cultures, black cultures, believe that you want to set your kids straight.
Wallach went back and forth about this with his supervisor, who is white.
I was like, I refuse to prosecute a person for a D-felony assault when that person can go to jail for 7 years when that person, in fact, was disciplining their child.
Finally, the supervisor agreed to a lesser charge, but the experience stayed with Wallach. He left the DA's office in 2003.
I felt that the district attorney's office is very controlled. The line assistants aren't given the flexibility to make decisions.
Now he's on the other side of the courtroom as a criminal defense attorney facing prosecutors that don't reflect the community.
There are hardly any male blacks.
Combined, about 10% of Nassau and Suffolk residents are black. Yet only 6% of Nassau prosecutors are black. In Suffolk, it's only 3%. Both offices agree this is a problem and are trying to recruit more lawyers of color, especially black men.
Our first issue is getting people in the door. So changing the perception that Nassau is racist.
April Montgomery is one of only 13 black assistant district attorneys in Nassau, which has 200 ADAs. She's also director of recruiting and says her message is aimed at things other than prosecution.
It's not just arresting people and throwing them in jail. These are community services that we have that you may not know we have. These are alternatives to incarceration.
But her pitch is at odds with the statistics. According to New York's Office of Court Administration, white defendants on Long Island are more likely to get fines, while black defendants are more likely to get jail time, even for the same crime. For example, petty larceny. Over the last 6 months, 1/2 of black and Hispanic people sentenced for the same thefts were given jail time. No whites were imprisoned. Instead, they got fines, probation, or nothing.
I don't know that having more black men in the office would change that, but it certainly would be an interesting study.
Leslie Anderson is an executive ADA in Suffolk. She says she is aware of the disparity and that it's something that they are investigating. She says it could have something to do with criminal history. Still, she is aggressively trying to hire more black men. Last year was the most aggressive push to date.
The Black Bar Associations, the Black Law School Associations, we deal with historically black colleges. We drew in somewhere in the neighborhood of 400 candidates from 80 law schools around the country. And yet and still, we're just not getting black males to apply.
Anderson blames 2 things: a small number of black law students graduating from local law schools and a distrust in the justice system. But Oliver Roche disagrees.
Well, that's horrible. If you're starting off with that idea in your head, like, how genuine will your efforts be?
Roche was the only black male ADA in Suffolk for several years. He suggests rather than trying to change the way black people see prosecutors, these offices should change the way they impact black lives.
Better policies could be fashioned, you know, with regards to other issues that may arise, whether it's gangs, whether it's drugs, whatever it is, you know, better deals could be arrived at. It could be more of an emphasis on rehabilitation.
In other words, Roche says, reimagine the justice system from the inside out. Charles Lane, WSHU News.
There's more about this story at WSHU.org.